Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. So great to be in the house of the Lord on this cold Tuesday night. I won't take long, only if you help me tonight. If we could turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 13, we'll start with verse 5. Mark chapter 13, we'll start with verse 5. And while you're getting there, I would like to give honor where honor is due. Thank Pastor for this opportunity to speak to the wonderful church, this beautiful congregation tonight. Give honor to my beautiful wife who's always by my side. Woohoo! If you're there, say amen. If you're looking at the screen, say I'm a cheater. Got some honest folks in the house. If you don't have a Bible, see Pastor and he'll make sure you leave here today with one. But the scripture reads like this, Mark chapter 13, verse 5. And Jesus answering them began to say, "Take heed lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when he shall hear of wars and rumors of war, be ye not troubled, for such things must need be. But the end shall be not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to the councils, and in the synagogues, and ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must be first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand that ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatever shall be given you in that hour, that speaketh ye, for it is not ye that speaketh, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And we can drop down to verse 21. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And when shall they see the Son of Man cometh in the clouds with a great power and glory? And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So ye in the manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And for just a few moments, with the help of the Holy Ghost, I'd like to speak to you on this simple thought. It's time for war. Let's lay our Bibles down and let's close our eyes as Pastor can pray over tonight. Let him be your mouth. Jesus' name. You may be seated. You may be seated. I was listening to a preacher talk about this fictional story that was situated in a dark meeting room in the belly of hell. It was a meeting between Satan and his demons. As they begin to talk, Satan pulls this question. What shall we tell humanity in order to bring about the greatest deception that mankind has ever faced? One large demon stood up and said, I know what we'll tell them. We'll tell them that there is no God. Satan, with a look of displeasure, looked at the large demon and said, you fool, only fools will say that there is no God. Then another large demon said, then we'll tell them that there is no Satan. Satan, with a scowl upon his face, said, you're such a fool. Thy works of my evil hands are evident on humanity all the way from the beginning of time. If people believe that there is a God, surely they'll see the evidence that there is a Satan. Another demon stood up and said, then we'll tell them that there is no heaven. Satan responded and said, that will never work. The very existence of life of people is predicated on the idea that there is a life beyond the one they are living. If they did not believe that, it will drive them out of their minds. Another demon said, then we will tell them that there is no hell. And Satan said, you are the fools of the fools. If you believe that there is no, if they believe that there is a heaven, then surely they'll believe and know that there is an alternative of a lake of fire. And then a small voice echoed in the back. He pressed his way from the back to the front of the room with a voice that was small but steady. That demon spoke up in the room and said, I know what we'll tell them. Satan looked up at him and said, what will we tell them? The demon said, we will tell them that they have time. Satan looked at him and said, that will work. What is your name? The demon looked at Satan and says, my name is procrastination. I've come to tell this church tonight that has become the anthem of hell today. They want you to think that you have plenty of time. Hell doesn't have to convince you that heaven isn't real. The devil doesn't have to convince you that hell isn't real. He doesn't have to convince you that that is right and that is wrong. All he has to do is convince you that you have plenty of time. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight. All he has to do is convince you and you and you that you have plenty of time. Plenty of time to get right with God. Plenty of time to live for God. Plenty of time to get my mind right. Plenty of time to repent, and plenty of time to turn my life around. I want to let you know in here tonight, it's time for war because we don't have plenty of time. The Bible says in Joel, at last for the day of the Lord is at hand. We've heard all of our life that the Lord is soon to come back for his bride. But now is the time to start warring for that lost loved one. It's time to start warring for them. It's time we get back to our prayer closets and go into deep intercession. And in the beginning of the text I read in verse 6, it goes, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am a Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye hear of wars and rumors of war, be ye not troubled, for such things must be done. But the end shall not be yet. For the nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. We haven't seen anything like this before. People are calling themselves a god. People are making mockery. We aren't just hearing rumors of war. We are living in war. Nations rising against nations. I've come on an assignment from the Lord to let you know it's time for war. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. We have presidents and dictators that are completely evil. They don't care about their country. They don't care about their people. All they care about are themselves. We don't see the immediate cost of iniquity. Our minds convince us that it's inexpensible, that there is no price tag. That's why people go out into the world and they see and look what I'm doing. I'm still alive. Look what I'm doing. I'm still not in jail. Look what I'm doing, and I'm still able to do the things I want to do. They have the idea and the deception that there is no price associated with their actions. I wonder what will change if we had to pay the price before we partook of the sin. I wonder what will happen if we had to live with heartache before we partook of the sin. If we had to pay up front for our decisions. For the wages of sin is death, but because we don't have to pay the price up front, we feel like the time has stood still, and I can do what I want to do. There's no consequences. I'm still going to give up, and I'm just going to get up in the morning. I'm still going to do what I want to do. Hell is telling you that you have plenty of time, and there's nothing to worry about. I've come to preach to someone in here tonight that it is time for war. I'm here because I'm trying to get my life back together. I'm here because I've messed up and I want to get a right mind. I've come to tell you that you're in the right place. Tonight is a night of war. Tonight, we're going to stomp on the devil's head tonight. We're here to make war with the enemy. We're here to get our marriages back together. We're here to get our salvation back in check. We're here to get our family members back in church. We don't have enough time. We don't have time to dilly-dally. We don't have time to stay on the bench. We don't have time to play patty cake. It's time to make war with the enemy and let the devil know that I'm all in serving the one who made me, the one who hung the moon and the stars. Satan is afraid of you. He's afraid of you. He knows that you're a child of God. He knows that you're a daughter of the Most High King. He's trying to do everything he can to separate you. He's trying to convince you that you can skip church just this once. He's convinced you that you have time to get back with God, get right with God. But I've come to tell you that that is a lie straight from the mouth of the enemy. Satan thinks he has he's all that in the bag of chips. Let me tell you this. Satan knows that there is a God and he trembles. When we fight the enemy, he's scared. He tries to mess with our minds. He does everything he can to get into our life, but we have a God that is always by our side. We have a risen Savior that came back, defeated death, hell, and the grave. I'm willing to fight for my God. I'm willing to lay my life down to protect the name of Jesus. And it's time for war tonight. War ain't going to be easy, but there's going to be some serious battles we'll face, but God will lead us to victory. He always has and always will. We've all heard the story of Gideon and his army of 300, but I'm going to read it for those who have forgot the story. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with these are too many for me to give the Midianites in their hands, lest Israel vout themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many, bring them down and unto the water, and I will try them for thee there, and it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee. The same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people upon the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, his shall thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lappeth put their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people that bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lappeth will I save you and deliver you from the Midianites into thy hand. And let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets and spent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. The Lord took 22,000 men and then takes a whole bunch more. And I don't want to focus on what I've lost. God said, quit focusing on what you've lost. Your destiny is never tied to what you've walked away from. Your destiny is never tied to what's not in your hands. The future and your destiny is tied to what's left over. God said, Gideon, don't worry about how many men you have lost. Don't worry about the 22,000. I want you to focus on the 300 that you have, because I'm going to cause you to win the war. He's more worried about who's willing to fight. God left Gideon 300 men to fight an army that had 135,000 men. If you stay faithful to God, you will come out victorious. God's army doesn't fail. If you are willing to fight for God, God will bring you a victory. I only got a little fight left in me, but that's all God needs. I only got a little bit of fight left up in me, but that's enough for God to bring me through. It's enough for God to bring me over. Some of us in here woke up tired, more tired than what we did when we went to bed last night, more tired than we have been lately. The reason why you've been so tired is because you've been at war all night, fighting with the enemy, fighting against your mind, fighting against spiritual battles. Tonight is the night where you can win the war. Tonight is the night where God can restore your mind. The Lord can make your brokenness and put you back together, stronger and more powerful than you ever were. And as the musicians come, quickly, I'm coming to a close. In 1 Kings chapter 17, we read about Elijah and being told to go to Zarephath, and behold, I command you a widow woman where to sustain thee. So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering up of sticks. And he called for her, and he said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, and I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of a meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And I behold, and I'm gathering two sticks, and that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and then after make for and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spaketh of Elijah. If we can all stand. The key scripture was verse 13. Fear not. There's some people in this building that fear has taken captive of you. It's gotten a death grip on your life. But I've come to tell you tonight that my Bible says, fear not. I don't care what it looks like. Quit being afraid. Quit living under fear. Quit speaking fear into your house. Quit speaking fear into your family. Quit speaking how difficult it is. Fear not. She had to get rid of fear. She had to get rid of fear out of her life. Can I tell you tonight that the first step of winning the war, you got to kick fear's doors down. Kick fear out of your life. Kick fear out of your house. I said we're going to stomp on the devil's head tonight. These altars are open. We all have fear in this building. Someone ought to get mad enough to knock on the devil's door and say, I'm done with the lifestyle I'm living. I'm done with the games that you've been playing in my life and playing in my family's life. I'm ready for war. I'm ready to fight. I know I'm going to win because I'm in the Lord's army. The Lord has never lost a battle and he never will. I have the hand of God on my life. I believe on his word. His word will never fade away. They can sing this song softly, whatever song they feel like singing. These altars are open tonight. Let's make war with the devil tonight, and let's knock him down.